This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, public sector workers reject mandatory training proposal. Road safety president supports roundabout plan at Windsor and Lower Graves Junction despite concerns over land size. The central bank targets March 2026 for instant payment system launch. Regulars of Bathsheba Beach area urge faster sargassum weed removal. And police say former Trinidad Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley is not on Interpol watch list following his detention in Antigua. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Public sector workers are rejecting the Transport Authority's proposal for mandatory training, even though the requirement is expected to become a condition for annual license renewal. Within the industry, currently employing approximately 4,000 workers, sources indicate that some individuals have already sought legal advice in preparation to challenge the proposed policy. President of the newly formed Public Sector Workers Association, David Duglin, told Starcom Network News that the situation is creating significant unease among sector employees.
There's no legislation to say that person who already qualified, right, need to go and do that course. And it is pushed verbally, as I said. There's another point to that, the $200 that they are charging us. Now, I find that to be a bit erroneous.
Mr. Duglin also challenged the curriculum outlined in the training program.
Customer service, as we know it, is simply being courteous to the passenger. Yes, you might got a number of variables that can go with it, but why would you teach customer service and professional conduct when the Transport Authorities Act states that a driver shall not even speak to the conductor or any other passenger except in the interest of safety?
President of the newly formed Public Sector Workers Association, David Duglin. President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe, supports government's plans to build a roundabout at the busy Windsor-Lower Graves Junction aimed at reducing crashes and fatalities. Responding to concerns about the acquisition of over 5 acres of land for the project deemed excessive by some, Mr. Lowe said any move to improve road safety, especially for vulnerable users, is worth considering. However, he warned that accidents will persist if drivers continue to ignore basic road rules, regardless of the junction's design.
In relation to any action or any measure to try to reduce the amount of accidents we see in that area, we welcome any measure around the boat. Again, yes, if persons are using the roundabout with the correct mindset, then the roundabout could be an option just to see some reduction in accidents and deaths. If people comment on the amount of land, I think government is erring on the side of caution. If you don't want to do a roundabout, that can well accommodate the different junctions and approaches to that area. But overall, persons need to follow the rules of the road. You're approaching a junction like that, there's stop signs there. You know you have to come to a stop. You have to obey the rules of the road at a roundabout too. You have to approach the roundabout with the correct mindset, which is I may have to stop. I think that a lot of people are ignorant of the rules of the road, and some people in some instances are reckless as to the rules of the road. So it's just a matter of driving with due attention and being cautious and considerate.
President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. The Central Bank of Barbados says it remains on track to launch its new instant payment system by March next year. Deputy Governor Michelle Doyle shared the update during the bank's 45th annual review seminar, noting that all commercial banks, credit unions, the Barbados Stock Exchange, and the Accountant General's Office are required to fully adopt the platform.
It really sets the stage in terms of being a game changer for us all in terms of how we execute and see payments, the ease with which we can access the movement of funds, where the beneficiary receives those funds real time. So that type of functionality is what we are implementing right now. As the executive sponsor for the IPS project, I can tell you we have a whole load of work ahead of us. Fortunately, we are on track in terms of phase one implementation for March of next year.
Deputy Governor of the Barbados Central Bank, Michelle Doyle. People who frequent the Bathsheba Beach area expressed their support for the ongoing efforts made to clean up the sargassum seaweed off the beach, but said that delays in removing the debris after cleanup are causing concern. Speaking to Starcom Network News at Bathsheba Beach, some patrons voiced that while they commend the initiative to tackle the influx, they say that there's a need for a more efficient post-cleanup response.
There's nothing wrong with it cleaning up, and they supposed to just bring the bobcat to clean up every week when they're finished, because you have some at the top where the seaweed workers do their work from 7, and they do work and clean the beach. But next day, the beach is going to be the same way.
The cleanup is fairly good, all right. The people is come wrong and think, but I don't really like it. Just stack up off the beach and put on the ground just so, because it's killing the grass, and they seem to be spreading it more and more for the grass, and that looks so good as a frontline place.
Voices of regulars of the Bathsheba Beach area. Owner of Hussar Motor Corporation, Jerry Lalshan, is clearing the air following concerns that the new Zippy Vehicle Initiative could hurt traditional taxi operators. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Mr. Lalshan said the Zippy idea was never about creating a competing taxi company, but rather about showcasing the benefits of affordable electric vehicles for short trips and delivery services. He says the aim is to provide opportunities, not take them away.
Well, people were concerned that Zippy was a new taxi company that the government gave taxi permits to compete with them. No, it was never that way. It was an idea to show people that this car could be a great opportunity and it's affordable. This car sells to the public for $73,000. But if you belong to a taxi corp, you'll get it at $65,000. So it makes it affordable to be able to get this car to make a living as a taxi driver. So that was the main plan. And if people look at it from that point of view and don't start listening to bar talk.
Owner of Hussar Motor Corporation, Jerry Lalshan. While Barbados has made strides, that is, in legalizing cannabis for medicinal use, a significant portion of the community, particularly Rastafarians, expressed deep-seated concerns about the implementation of its impact on those historically persecuted for its use. Ras Isaiah from the Order of Nyabingi Mount Carmel St. John feels that the current system disproportionately favors those with financial means, allowing them to legally access cannabis through dispensaries, while individuals previously jailed for minor possession still face hurdles. He spoke to Starcom Network News during the group's cultural market at Golden Square recently.
The police say that them have the authority to sell once you get hold of any contraband to come and search your house. So even though that you get hold of the spliff on the road and they say that in a charge, police still come and raid in your house and you can't stop them because nothing in law and stop them from doing that. Because I talk to the police and tell me that once you get hold of the contraband, them got a right to come and search your house. So that law ain't get David. So right now they still feels in it. Even though you could hear that dispensary, when you look at dispensary, they're selling herbs to smoke though. So we Rastafari, we ain't feel good, but what's going on in Barbados with marijuana.
Member of the Order of Nyabingi Mount Carmel St. John, Ras Isaiah. And finally, the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service yesterday said that the name of the former Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, had not been placed on an Interpol watch list, and it remains committed to protecting the rights and dignity of all citizens and will continue to provide clear, factual updates as the matter develops. Dr. Rowley told a news conference earlier that he had been detained and questioned on arrival in Antigua and Barbuda while en route to Montserrat last week. Dr. Rowley said his detention was not just a mistake, it was a deliberate, calculated attempt to tarnish his name on an international stage, adding, it is a state-sponsored slander. Rowley, who said he was stunned to learn that Trinidad and Tobago authorities may have caused his name to be flagged internationally, has since called on Prime Minister Kamla Passad-Bassessar and Police Commissioner Alastair Gustavaro to indicate what role they played in having his name placed on the Interpol watch list. Recapping the headlines. Public sector workers reject a mandatory training proposal. The road safety president supports a roundabout plan at Windsor and Lower Graves Junction despite concerns over land size. The central bank targets March 2026 for instant payment system launch. Regulars of Bathsheba Beach area urge faster sargassum weed removal. And police say former Prime Minister of Trinidad, Dr. Keith Rowley, is not on an Interpol watch list following his detention in Antigua. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.